You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. I'm joined now by Senator Dan Goddard. Can you hear me, Senator?
Yes, I can.
Well, thank you for joining us this morning and taking time out of your busy schedule to let us know what's going on.
Well, you bet. And I'm sitting here looking out my kitchen window with the rain coming down. It's kind of unusual weather for the middle of August.
Yeah, a little bit stormy and rainstormy, but I think it's because the Interstate Fair and Rodeo is about here. We gotta start getting it nice and wet and rainy before that arrives.
Well, you bet. I plan to be there. I plan to be in the parade over there on the 26th, and hope it's a great event.
Yeah, I think it will be. Well, Senator, you know, it's interim session right now, and I just was wondering if I could ask you about, you know, some of your committee meetings and how you feel about the interim session so far.
Oh, you bet.
Well, go ahead.
Well, you know, obviously things really slowed down since we had our adjournment in June with the longest session that we've had in ever in Kansas. I think we got some things done that needed to be done. In the meantime, obviously, the big news is with the correctional system. There was talk of a special session of the legislature to address the problems that are occurring in our state correctional system. I don't believe that's going to happen. I think that things will work out. I know that the Senate president has asked the governor to immediately make plans for a raise for correctional employees. I think that's part of the problem, but probably not all of it. I have a session in October on state security, and I'll be participating in the Kansas Geologic Tour in September. And obviously, the biggest thing is just keeping contact with constituents in the three-county area. I'm very, very pleased with the amount of information I've received from people, and I listen to all of it. I'm trying to catch up on my correspondence that I got behind on during the session.
Well, Senator, you say something sort of interesting there. You say that internment employees, our state employees for our internment facilities, it's not so much it's not entirely a pay problem. What do you think the major problem is then?
Well, I think that there were probably some things that were done in terms of transferring inmates. I don't know if it was done at the right time or if too many were transferred, etc. But I think there needs to be a review of the policies for the Department of Corrections.
So it's more of a policy problem than a money problem.
I believe it is, but money is a problem. All state employees had not had a raise in years and years. I met a lot of state employees that would leave their jobs and in the government buildings in Topeka, and they'd go off to second job just to make ends meet. And I don't think that was fair for our state employees. And that was, the main reason that the legislature passed the legislation to provide raises to state employees.
Well, you also say that you're going off on a geologic survey?
Yeah, there's an annual geologic survey. This year it will be in northeast Kansas to look at mainly the future of water and to learn more about the geologic structure of Kansas.
That sounds very interesting. Are you excited about that, I guess?
Yes, I am. As a matter of fact, my bachelor's degree is in geology, so I'm very interested in it.
Really? I guess tell me a little bit about that. Like, what are you looking forward to?
Well, it's going to be a two-day tour. We'll be briefed on the geologic structure of northeast Kansas. We'll have a lot of touring going on. We'll be looking at the water situation. Of course, water is a critical issue across the state, but this particular tour is going to concentrate on the northeast.
Well, it sounds very interesting. I look forward to hearing from you about that.
Okay.
Well, Senator, this is your fifth term, and this being your fifth term, I was wondering if you had any reflections or thoughts.
Well, I do. It was a very busy legislative session. I have the great opportunity to sit on some fantastic committees with assessment and taxation, the Ways and Means Committee, Transportation, and the Senate Select Committee on Education Funding. I think that we have probably started to turn the corner in getting Kansas back on track. You know, the tax issue was a big issue, and 27 senators and a vast majority of House representatives realized that we had to do something, and what started in 2012, 2013, with the tax policies of the current administration just was not working. We were in a position where we were struggling to fill a budget gap, and we kind of like pilots when they're in trouble, you know, they run out of airspeed, altitude, and ideas all at the same time, and I think that's where Kansas was heading. With the new tax bill, everybody is going to be on the tax rolls. I think we've restored fairness to the tax system.
Well, with five terms under your belt, I'm wondering, could I ask you your favorite, or I guess what you consider your biggest accomplishment and maybe your biggest failing?
Well, I think the biggest accomplishment was in the area of restoring fairness to the tax code. The biggest failing was not being able to expand the Medicaid program in the state of Kansas. Both the Senate and the House passed a bill to expand Medicaid, and the governor vetoed it. The House failed to override the veto, and the Senate never had the opportunity in that case to vote on it. I think we really need to be aware of the plight of people who are having a hard time affording health care and obtaining health care. That is still an issue that is going to be on the table for the foreseeable future.
Well, Senator, I also understand that you are operating as a city commissioner in Parsons right now?
Yeah, it's an interim thing. I'll do that until January when we go back to Topeka. I just felt that with the vacancy on the city commission, that since I had already been a city commissioner and we were heading into the budget cycle, that my experience would help the city of Parsons. I also felt that those people who are running for the city commission, it should level the playing field. No one would have the opportunity to say, well, I was a city commissioner for 7 or 8 months before the election, and I really hope that the people of Parsons make some wise choices.
Well, that's awfully kind of you, but is it a sort of a kind of humdrum compared to what you're used to?
No, not really. You know, they say all politics is local, and we're very busy in taking care of city business, as I'm sure that the folks in Coffeyville, Independence, and Chanute and other surrounding communities are busy with their budgets and those type things. So it's a busy time, but I'm enjoying it.
Well, Senator, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Before we go, do you have any closing thoughts or things you'd like to say?
Yeah, I'd like to congratulate the Coffeyville School District. You know, Dr. Craig Correll runs a fantastic organization, and Coffeyville was one of 7 districts that was picked for a redesign program to concentrate on the students and their performance. And I had the opportunity to tour the Early Learning Center. And when Amanda Cavanis is just a tremendous person over there. She's full of energy. And I think that the Early Childhood Development Center, Early Learning Center, is providing a great head start for young kids, pre-kindergarten and kindergarten.
Well, Senator, thank you so much for joining us today and taking time out of your busy schedule to let us know what's going on and just your thoughts and reflections on your career as a senator.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and I look forward to seeing everybody at the Interstate Fair and Rodeo.
Absolutely, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.